Happy Friday, guys. Welcome back to the Vibe Hive podcast. Love sharing my world with you. I just love you guys. And somebody actually just reached out to me the other day saying that she's been listening ever since day one. And I feel like there's a lot of people who have been consistently listening. And I just want to say thank you, because that's some real shit right there. I mean, personally, sometimes I just, like, I have to cycle through certain people. Like, as I grow rapidly, I start to realize that maybe some people serve their purpose in my life and I learn from them, but it's time to move on or whatever. Or I realize that maybe that's just, like, not my vibe anymore. Or maybe I realize, you know, that I'd rather learn from this person or whatever. And sometimes I take a break from one person, then I go back to them again, because I'm like, you know what? Like, how am I feeling right now? Like, what do I need to hear? What do I need to surround myself by? Like, what kind of vibes? What are the vibes, right? And sometimes that looks like, oh my God, you know, I haven't listened to this person's podcast in a really long time, because I thought I was just like, you know, I moved on and I was over it. Now I'm realizing that I need that energy in my life. Like, I need that vibe in my life. And I know that I can go to her podcast when I'm feeling like, when I'm feeling like this, basically. Or when I'm feeling like I need a little whatever she has to offer. So the people that have just, like, stuck by me day after day, that means so much. And it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm growing so fast and I'm, like, developing different areas or different parts of my personality and, like, just evolving into the woman I'm meant to be and, like, my highest self. Sometimes getting that across through content, or, like, getting that across through Instagram or podcast, can feel a little difficult. And let me know if you feel this, because you're just so, like, used to showing up a certain way and you're used to just, like, showing the world a certain part of yourself that it almost becomes, like, automatic, and you start to just, like, do it over and over again. And it's like, wait a minute, that's not really who I am, or that's not, I'm not really showing you, like, my full personality. I'm not really showing you who I, like, really am at my core and, like, my fun side. And it's, like, it's difficult, because I know people who are just, like, really, really funny in real life. And then you listen to their podcast and it's just, like, very serious and very, like, put together. Like, sometimes I just kind of have a life review and I'm like, okay, so, like, where am I not being my full self on my podcast? Where was I being my full self when I first started? And maybe I got, like, fucking boring or something. I don't know. And I think that's, like, kind of, like, the difficult part about having a personal brand and, like, putting yourself out there and trying to translate who you are in the present day into content. Like, it can be difficult, because sometimes you don't even realize that there's blind spots and you're not, like, truly being your full self. And it comes down to even, like, the way I speak. I didn't speak this way when I was 16, and I was actually going through some Facebook videos and I basically was unrecognizable. Like, I sounded so different. It's just crazy. I was like, oh my God, I was literally a child. And I was so immature and I was just different, right? So when you hear the difference in my voice and my tone and the way I present myself, it's completely different. But that's something I worked on. I literally was like, okay, if I'm gonna put myself out there, if I'm gonna be a teacher and a leader and an expander for others, I need to be able to get my point across in the clearest, most concise way possible. And I'm not perfect, trust me. Like, I am not perfect. Sometimes I listen back to the podcast and I edit it and I'm like, what the fuck? So many stutters, so many so many, you know, likes, so many rights. Like, I'm like, right. And you start to realize that and you're like, okay, that's not what I want to sound like. And then you just tailor that, or not tailor, but you just improve and tweak it over time, and you start to practice more and more and you become a different version of yourself. But sometimes I realize when I'm doing that, I start to lose my personality a little bit. It's almost like I'm just like the serious fucking podcaster person. And I'm like, that's not really who I am. And I don't want to be boring. So it's just funny. It's just another aspect of building a business, building a personal brand, that comes up when you're just like, okay, well, I want people to take me seriously. So then you start, like, you know, working on yourself and you start presenting yourself. And then it's like, wait, did I lose my personality? You know, like, okay, now I'm speaking better. I'm presenting myself better. Like, I'm speaking with conviction. Like, my thing is I'm trying to speak slower and less fucking fast, I guess, like slower and more grounded in a grounded way. And it takes so much intention that it sometimes like strips the personality out of me. I know someone listening to this is going to understand. I know this is very, very random, but I just want you guys to know that like I'm a work in progress, and the way I present myself online is it's impossible to really show you my full self no matter how much I fucking try. Like, it is impossible, and I'm just thankful that you guys kind of like stick here by my side as I continue to find myself, as I continue to figure this whole thing out and put myself out into the world. It's not the easiest thing. I'm human. This feels so good right now to like really take the mask off and just like show you like my true self and my true feelings, because of course my higher self, my next level self, like the highest version of me, is very, very confident in everything she says, and she shows up with conviction, and she speaks with conviction, and she speaks clearly and concisely, and she's just like, you know. But there are many times where I don't feel that way, or I don't feel like what I'm saying is hitting, or I don't feel like what I'm saying is landing. It's an everyday process, and it's just about like fine-tuning and getting better and trusting that the people that are meant to be here with me, the people who are meant to be on this journey with me, and the people who are for me, the people who are choosing to learn from me, are watching this evolution, and they're growing alongside me, and they're able to see like, oh, okay, like she grew in this way, and she's showing up in this way now, and she's showing this part of her, and maybe she had a mask on last year, but she released that mask because she realized that she felt like she was living a lie, or she felt like she wasn't being vulnerable enough or relatable enough, and now she's really showing this true self, or maybe she healed from this, and she's ready to share it with the world, and like, oh my God, I feel the elevation, and I feel the humanness of her. It just means a lot. I'm not perfect. I'm still figuring everything out. I'm still growing. I still have major goals. Like, I haven't even scratched the surface of what I want to create in my business or in my life, and like my growth is not anywhere near where I want it to be, and I know that it's absolute. It's happening. It's unfolding, and you know, right now I'm in a heavy healing period where like my main focus right now is just getting my shit together internally, solidifying my beliefs, creating the life that I want to create through identity shifts and becoming the woman who has what I want, because that's what I know to do, right? That I know that that's what I have to do. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm taking you guys along with me for the ride. And a lot of the times it doesn't look perfect. You know, sometimes it just feels so much safer to say, okay, you know what, I'm going to take a really big break from social media, and I'm gonna focus on like perfecting my craft and getting really, really good at what I do, becoming the best at what I do, learning more, becoming more of the version that I wanna be, the version of myself that I wanna be, and then I'm gonna put myself out there, and then I'll make content, and then I'll expose myself to the world. But I actively choose not to do that. I choose to show up every single day exactly how I am, with the wisdom that I have, with the knowledge that I have, even if it's imperfect. And when you do that, a lot of insecurities will come up, a lot of doubts will come up, and you'll feel like you're exposing yourself, your naked body, to the world because you just don't feel ready. But I truly believe that that's what it takes if you want to get somewhere. And I truly believe that every brave action compounds over time, and every time you decide to put yourself out there when you're not ready, when you put out a program, you feel like you can be better at the topic, or you feel like you can be more of an expert at something, but you're still willing to show up and give the world what you know at the moment, like that is the ultimate sign, and that is the ultimate indication, and the ultimate I can't think of the word, but it's basically you're showing the universe that you're so fucking ready, and that you're doing what it takes, and you're moving through fear, and that's what it really, really does take. So you guys have seen me throughout the last, I would say maybe 4 or 5 years, just figuring myself out and putting myself out there and making mistakes over and over again publicly. And that is not the easiest thing to do, but I do believe that I have compounded a lot, and I've built so many relationships and have built my personal brand just through just kind of winging it and not letting perfectionism win. And, you know, some days it's easier than others and some days it's very difficult. But all that matters is that I keep going and understand that maybe, you know, how I presented myself to the world last year is going to look extremely different to this year. And I trust that the people who are right for me are going to see that evolution as inspiration. They're not going to be like, oh my God, she's so different. Like, why does she change so much? Or, you know, that's not who she really is. They're not going to be so attached to one version of me. They're going to grow with me. They're going to evolve with me. And they're going to see my growth as an example and as an inspiration of what is possible for them. And I think that's really cool. So yeah, I have a few topics that I want to go over today. Things that just popped up in my head over the last week. It's Friday now, so I like to really just kind of share with you what's been coming up for me during the week and what I've been putting into practice and just noticing about my thoughts and the way I'm interacting with the world. There's this thing, and I don't really like this word because it sounds really boring, but it's called metacognition. And yes, it sounds really fucking boring, but it's basically the ability to observe what you're thinking and the ability to be just super aware when you're just going about your life every single day, like knowing what the fuck you're doing rather than just like doing it unconsciously. It's basically becoming conscious of the unconscious, right? So I do that all the time, and that's really what personal growth is about. Lately, I've been noticing that I have been super, super obsessing over everything. Like obsessing and hyper focusing on all of the bad outcomes that are possible. I have been like really freaking out and not trusting the process and thinking that it's the end of the fucking world and thinking that there's no solutions. And that truly goes against all the beliefs that I have. And one of my core beliefs that I'm anchoring in and really doing what it takes to believe this in my soul is that everything is always working for me. And this is annoying sometimes because I'm like, oh my God, everyone says that. Like, I remember the first person I heard say this was Tony Robbins, and it was like super inspiring. And then I heard it everywhere. And then, you know, I was like, I feel like nauseated sometimes when I'm like sharing things that have been said over and over and over again. I don't know what that's about, but I like to be very original. But it's really fucking impossible to be original when you're teaching concepts that are just fucking true. And you're teaching concepts that are universal because they fucking work and they're really effective, right? So I had to get over it and like understand that just because everyone says it doesn't mean that I have to neglect it or not teach it or feel like I'm fucking basic when I teach my girls this, right? Literally, this has been saving my life this month. It's only February 2nd, but I decided to make this my main intention of the month. Everything is always working for me and solutions are on their way to me as we speak. Solutions are always on their way, right? So not taking things so seriously and not focusing so much on what is and obsessing over what the fuck is, right? For instance, like my skin lately has been so fucking dry, guys. Like my makeup has been looking awful. Like it's just so stressful sometimes because I want to look good. I want to feel good. We all do. And when I do my makeup and there's dry patches everywhere, I'm like, what the hell is this? This is embarrassing. This is not what I want for myself. And a lot of it has to do with the acne medications that I'm on. It can be very, very, very stressful sometimes. But I realized I was doing my makeup yesterday and I was just like focusing so much on the fact that my skin was so dry. I was like, oh my God, it's so dry. Oh my God, it's so dry. Oh my God, what am I doing wrong? Oh my God, what product was it? Oh my God, did I, you know, apply it in the wrong space because the area under my eyes were peeling? And it was just like heavily fucking obsessing. It's just like me not using metacognition to really catch myself in these moments and letting it go on for way too long. If I'm doing my makeup for 30, 40 minutes and I'm literally focusing on the fact that my skin looks so bad for 30, 40 minutes, like what the fuck is that shit? I 100% can, you know, notice, feel the feelings, maybe like for a few minutes, like be like, wow, this really sucks. I'm disappointed that my skin looks like this. But then it is up to me to say, okay, how can I look at this in a different light? Like, how can I get myself in elevation frequency? Like, oh, cool, my skin is really dry right now, so what can I do about it? What are the solutions? I am open to solutions. Universe, please put the solutions in my path. I trust that they're on their way to me. I trust that the right product or the right information is going to come my way. It's not toxic positivity. It's literally a way of living. And when you believe that everything's working for you, well, what is really dry, patchy skin trying to tell you? It's trying to tell you that there's a next step. There's like a next level to your skincare. Something that you're not aware of right now. You have no awareness of why your skin is like this. You have no awareness of the product that you can be using to get rid of this problem, right? Or maybe like the type of like skincare or like facial or whatever that you need to get in order to get the best skin of your life. Like, you have no awareness around it. And this dry skin is coming up so that you can find the solution. And when I shifted my thinking to that, I mean, you just feel your vibe going from like literally rock fucking bottom to just like slowly rising, and all of a sudden you feel so good. And I talked to myself out loud, like literally everything I'm saying right now, I basically was saying to myself as I was doing my skincare. I was like, listen, you're focusing so much on what you don't want. You're focusing so much on what is. You're letting your external reality be so fucking real right now. You're letting your external reality be so much realer than your inner reality. And you know that you have full control over your inner reality. So how the fuck are you going to choose to respond to this right now? And I have many examples, because lately it's been really taking over. And I actually never noticed that I had this pattern of obsessing over things. Like, I never noticed, I was never aware, and it was a really big blind spot for me that I was so fucking obsessive over everything. You know, there are some areas where, you know, I don't obsess and I'm like, oh yeah. Like, for instance, the gym. I am pretty experienced with how I used to obsess over the gym. Don't get me wrong, sometimes it can be like, sometimes I still catch myself, but it's so easy to catch myself when I'm doing that. I'm like, okay, now we've been through this before, we're not doing this. But newer areas of my life, like let's say the wedding, let's say like my wedding dress, my skin, like that's something I actually really care about. Like, I'm 29, like this is serious, you know. Like, dance lessons, like the way I'm moving my body when I'm dancing, like these are new things. Fillers and Botox, like sometimes I can get really obsessed with those things too. Like, I notice, oh, my jaw is getting bigger, right? After my jaw slimming down for months and months and months because I got the master Botox, it starts to grow again. And I'm like looking at pictures and comparing things like really obsessively. And it's not good. It's really just not good. And the other day, okay, before I continue, the point of this podcast is just to remind you guys that whatever is happening in your life right now is happening for you. And it's happening for reasons that you cannot necessarily see right now. You don't have the evidence that it's happening for you, but you have to go within and trust that. I have to go within and trust it. We all have to go within and just fucking trust that. No matter how bad it is, no matter how shitty it might feel, no matter how unfortunate it might feel, like there's always a reason why it's happening. And of course, there are very extreme examples of this, like that it can be very difficult to apply to. Like right now, one of my like teenagehood cats passed away, and it was just so sad, and my mom is so sad, and you know, she's like living alone and dealing with it on her own. She had to deal with, you know, the cat being sick for 3 months and her having to do everything for the cat and just like no support, and it's really, really sad, and it does break my heart, and I wish there was something that I can do to help her. And it's just so confused about life recently. It's just like, why do we have to go through these really sad moments? And I know why, and I know that there's the law of polarity, and the law of polarity basically means there's an opposite. There's an opposite to every feeling, right? Every feeling that you feel, there's a direct opposite, and we need to be able to feel the opposite feeling in order to feel the feeling. So for instance, like if we want to feel deep, deep, deep happiness, we need to be able to feel deep, deep grief. And Susie, who is like a breathwork coach that I love so much, her Instagram is Breathe with Susie. I think she's just so elegant and beautiful, and she's helped me a lot in my healing journey. She made a post the other day that was like, someone asked her, if you had a choice to never be sad again, like, would you be sad? Like, would you take it? Basically, and she was like, no, like, I know that in order to feel happiness, I need to feel sadness, I need to feel grief. And she's like, she's finding acceptance and love in it. And like, just sometimes when I think I found acceptance and love in those feelings, and something happens in my life that hurts so fucking bad, it can be very difficult for me to just see that, you know. I'm like so deep in the feelings, I'm just like, why is this happening? Like, oh my god, you know. It brings me down this really difficult path of like, oh, like my cat's gonna die one day, like Fifi's gonna die one day, and like I love, but in order for me to be able to have these amazing feelings like every day, I'm telling you guys, I feel it in my body when I look at her, when I play with her, when she's just being herself, and she's just a queen, like she's a feminine goddess queen, and I love her. And when I feel those feelings in my body, like those tingles in my body, I'm like, this is true fucking love and true happiness. And in order for me to feel that, I have to be okay with feeling grief on the other side. And that is the way life goes. And I can sit here and I can fucking whine and feel like a fucking victim, or I can just fucking go with it. And I know that's very difficult, but that's why it's happening for me. I don't fucking make the rules. I mean, we do make the rules at the end of the day for many aspects of our life, but there are some laws of the universe that do not change and that are set in stone. And that is one of the laws of the universe. And I know it can be difficult. So for anyone dealing with that, I'm sorry. I know there are some really, really hard parts of life that we just cannot find the silver lining in, especially when we're going through it. And a lot of times we're not gonna know why. We're not going to know why things are a fucking disaster in our lives sometimes. We're not going to know why things are not working out. We're not going to know why this guy broke up with us, or, you know, this didn't work out, or, you know, we didn't get the house, or we got rejected from this job. Or we don't know. We don't know, but we have to really anchor in this belief that everything is working for us, because if we don't, we can spiral. We can end up spiraling, and spiraling really fucking quickly. And that's what I started to notice in myself, that I was starting to spiral. Like every day it was like another spiral. And then I finally sat down with myself and I'm like, what do I know to be true? What do I want to anchor in as a belief? And am I acting in alignment with that? If I know everything's always working for me, then why am I acting like this? Is it a cute quote that I just say sometimes when I feel like remembering it? Or is it something that I'm really anchoring in and finding evidence for? And why am I not acting in alignment with that? And it just changed everything for me. And I was like, okay, it's a new month, so I can set a new intention. And like I always say, it's not a fucking intention if you forget that you made it. So it's so important that we just remember what our intention is. So every single day in my notes app, I've been writing my intention. It's all happening for me. It's always working out for me better than I expected. Solutions I cannot see are on their way to me as we speak. I've been writing it. I started this intention at the end of January. So for a few days now, I've been writing it and just reminding myself. And basically, when something happens in my reality, I know that I'm living with intention and I'm living with purpose. So I always just tie it back. I'm like, okay, so what is that intention again that I'm working on this month? Oh yeah, everything's working for me. And I'm really acting in a way that demonstrates that things are not working for me and demonstrates that I'm a victim. Interesting. Great. We don't beat ourselves up. We're just like, okay, cool. This is part of growth, right? So like, how can I really turn back to that intention? It's always working out for me. It's not some like corny shit, you know? It's like true shit. And oh, that's so cute. So I wrote it last night because I started panicking again over my dress, and I'll get into that story in a second. I've been going to sleep really late, by the way, and like waking up pretty late. And I know that you guys know me as a girl who wakes up really early, but I realized there are seasons of life where you just want to fucking wake up when the sun is up already. Like that's just what you're feeling. Let it be okay. Let it be okay to wake up when you want to wake up. Sometimes I feel the most elevated by waking up at 5, and I'll do that for months and months and months, and I'll love every second of it. And then there are some moments in my life where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to wake up early. I want to stay up late. I want to watch Netflix at 12 a.m. with my fiance. I want to go to bed at this time, and I want to wake up at 8 or 9 and just like let that be okay. But last night, I started getting into problem frequency. I forget what it was, what aspect about my dress it was, but I was freaking out basically, and I was like, okay, let me write it down in my notes again just to remind myself. And basically what I'm trying to say is I wrote this at 1:11 a.m. last night, and it's showing up right now. I didn't even notice. But then I put on an Abraham Hicks video where she starts it off with, it's always working out for me. It's working out better than I ever could have imagined. She just goes on a fucking tangent about it, and I let myself fall asleep to that. Like, that is the definition of being in your intention and really living your intention. Like, I love setting intentions for each month. It is the best thing that I could ever do. It changed my life completely around. It's very effective. It works. Just fucking do it, please. It really works. But yeah, so I received my wedding dress in the mail and I'm so excited, and then I put it on and it's just not what I expected, in a way where it's like, it's just not fitting. And I know I'm supposed to get it altered, right? I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll get it. We'll get the alterations. But the dress was made to be, you know, my size, not exactly my size, but my size ranges. And it took like fucking 6 months to come, right? So I'm like, the cups are so big on my boobs. The waist looks so big. Like, I'm literally looking at the dress and I'm like, I hate this. I don't even like it. Mind you, it's like $4,000. You know what I mean? So I'm like literally melting down. I'm like, oh my God. I lost weight and they said it would be okay. All these measurements that are online are not my measurements now. The scale says the same thing, but my measurements are not the same. And I reread the email that they sent me when I put the order in, and they're like, before we start making your dress, make sure that all the measurements that were taken in the showroom by the stylist are correct. You have this much time to update your measurements. And once, you know, the dress is made and you can make minor alterations, but nothing crazy. And I'm like, I feel like this is more than minor alterations. Like, the shit does not even fit me as well as the showroom example did. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, like, I get it. Because before I did any of this stuff, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't care. But I'm fucking getting married in a month, right? So my wedding's in a month and my dress is like literally a disaster. And I'm like, all these crazy spirally thoughts are coming through my head. And like, some of them are like, oh my God, this is a disappointment. You're a disappointment. Like, no one at the wedding is going to think you look great. Like, you're not going to feel great. Like, you're going to feel fucking stupid the whole time. Like, really, guys, dark thoughts that are just not in alignment with my highest self were coming through. Being honest with you, we're human. I was not okay. I literally went to the gym and I couldn't even work out. Like, I felt like out of my body, and I felt like I was like in shock. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I was just like numb, basically. Oh, I forgot the fucking most important part. Silly me. Before I went to the gym, I went to the tailor, and I tried the dress on, and she was like, there's nothing I can do about this. Like, it's too big. And it's very difficult to understand her because there's a language barrier. But she's like, if I take this part in, and if I make this smaller, then it's going to ruin the whole dress, and it's going to ruin the whole design of the dress. There's nothing I can do. Do you know, I was looking in the mirror while I'm in this dress that looks like a fucking potato sack on me, and I'm like, what do I do? This is a disaster. Victimhood thoughts were coming in, like, oh my God, what did I do to fucking attract this? Like, stupid shit. Like, I don't believe I attracted that shit. I believe it's coming up for me because there's just something that can be done, and it's an opportunity to practice who I'm becoming, which is the fucking calm, grounded person that knows that no matter how disastrous something looks, it's always working for me and there's always a solution. So I wasn't thinking about any of that stuff. I was spiraling, and I was spiraling really quickly. I went back into the dressing room and I just stared at myself for like an hour, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And I'm, you know, sending pictures to the stylist that, you know, helped me, you know, pick the dress and all that stuff. And she's like, it looks great. And I was so mad. I'm like, no, it fucking doesn't. What do you mean it looks great? Like, don't fucking lie to me. Like, I was so mad, guys. I was so annoyed. I'm like, oh, they're gonna pull this shit. They're gonna pull that. Oh, it's meant to be like that. Like, the fucking last time I got Botox in my, I couldn't even smile. And I went back to the injector and she's like, that's normal. Yeah, it's all in your head. The more you focus on it, the more insecure you're gonna be. And people can feel that. Like, she fed me like the only fucking bullshit. And I like kind of had a flashback to that. And I felt very unsafe when she said, it looks amazing. It's sitting perfectly on your back like it's supposed to be. And it's like this and that. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Trust me. I know what I'm seeing. And maybe you just can't see this in person. But I was like, I need to go to the showroom. Can we make an appointment? Like, I need to go. And I'm texting my sister-in-law. Thank God. She's very grounded. And, you know, she was like, it's all gonna work out. And she was reminding me, I'm like, yeah, true, like, duh. But yeah, so she's like, okay, fine, come in on Monday, like, we can take a look at it. I'm sure there's only like a few nips and tucks, I think that's what she called it, that we need to do. But I'm thinking in my head, I went to a tailor, she told me there's nothing she can do, so like, there's no solutions. I'm really thinking small, guys. Like, I'm not thinking of a second opinion. I'm not thinking maybe this tailor was, you know, wasn't skilled enough. Like, I'm full on freaking the fuck out the entire time. And I'm crying at the gym. Like, I'm literally in the bathroom crying. Like, it was just crazy. It was just so crazy. I'm like, this is just a disaster. Like, what? And there's no solutions. And then finally, I was like, I'm over this, and I'm willing to just trust in it. I'm willing to just, like, let my hair down, like, not let my hair down, like, bring my shoulders down and just relax into it and just let it take me for a ride and just be so excited about where I'm going to end up, because it's all going to work out, and we love that it's all going to work out. So let's kind of just, like, flow with it. Like, let's see where we end up, because I know it's going to be a beautiful place, right? And then all of a sudden, I was just looking up different tailors, and then I found this one tailor, and I was looking at the reviews, and the girl was like, oh, I brought my dress in because another tailor said it was impossible, and this tailor told me, honey, if the dress was made, it can be fixed, or she said something like that. She's like, this dress was made somehow, right? So the dress can be fixed, or the dress can be tailored. Like, I don't know what that lady was talking about, and all of a sudden, I felt so seen. And it was like, I guess, like, once you stop spiraling, you're able to see solutions that were never available to you before. Your mind is open, your heart is open, and you're able to receive. And then yesterday, I was literally just, like, scrolling on Instagram, and an ad came up for, like, the Boomba bra. I think it's called Boomba, B-O-O-M-B-A. It was just an ad, a random ad, and I'm like, oh my god, this is exactly what I fucking need. Because it sticks on your boob, and then the outside part of the bra sticks on the dress, so, like, it holds the dress up, basically. And, like, yes, I still need to get it tailored, but, like, if the dress is being, like, stuck up on my boobs, I have this beautiful cleavage because of the bra. How amazing is that? You know, like, that's exactly what I needed. I was so thankful, and I was like, I need to order this now. But that's just an example. It's like, things will come your way. You just have to be open to it. And it's okay if you had a spiraling moment. It's okay. Like, don't beat yourself up. Don't go saying things like, oh my god, like, I knew I wasn't, you know, on the right path. I'm not healed. I shouldn't be acting this way. Like, don't shame yourself. We're not shame spiraling. We're already spiraling. Why the fuck are we gonna shame spiral, you know? Make it worse. That's not the point. So the real deal people who know what the fuck is going on, they gave me solutions, basically. I mean, I don't have a solution right now, but they told me what my next steps are. That happened. Oh my god. It's so funny. It's so funny. Life is not that serious. Life is not that serious. We're all gonna die one day. We're literally just, like, playing this crazy game of life, and nothing is that serious. And if you needed a reminder that nothing is that serious, well, here's a reminder, because nothing is that serious. And everything is working for you. And I love you so much. And I know life can be a bitch sometimes. It can be, but it's not actually a bitch unless we just, like, subscribe to the fact that life sucks. Okay? I love you with all of my heart. I hope that this resonated with you in some way, shape, or form. If it has resonated with you, let me know, DM me, and leave a rating and review. Just be involved, and it would mean a lot to me if you guys just help me out and share it on your story so more people can listen to it. I love you. I am very grateful for you. Thank you for being by my side. So much appreciation for you guys. I'll talk to you guys next week.